I just have a feeling. And the word of the Lord at the beginning of the year is so very important. This is the first Sunday in the new year. And the word that we receive early in the year sets our course for the entire year. If you have your Bibles, you can open them to John chapter 10. I'll begin with one verse there, and it is written in red. It is the verse spoken by our Lord. In John 10, 27, he says this, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I want to speak this morning on the subject, do you hear what I hear? The Spirit speaks the truth. Now, the litmus test, if you want to ask yourself this question, how do you know you are one of his sheep? He is the shepherd, the great shepherd, and we are sheep of his fold. But the litmus test, how do you really know if you're one of his sheep? And based on what Jesus just said, you know you're one of his sheep if you can hear his voice and if you follow him. Now, the most incredible possibilities that can come to pass in our lives in this new year will be determined by what we hear from God. And then after we hear it, how closely we follow the instructions we receive. Now, God has always spoken. He's never been silent for too long. And even when he is, he speaks volumes in his silence. But he's spoken for centuries, either through prophets or angels or people or nature or circumstances or conscience. He speaks through dreams and visions. He can speak through a gentle whisper, a still small voice. He can even resort to speaking through a donkey. But he speaks mostly from his word and by his Spirit. All of us qualify for that. In John chapter 14, beginning at verse 16, Jesus said, "I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may abide with you forever, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees him nor knows him. For he dwells with you and will be in you." Jesus introducing here the Holy Spirit that would come to the world. When Jesus was on earth, his disciples were close to him and great crowds followed them, and God was with the people. There was a moment in time where all of the power of God was embodied in the form of Jesus Christ, the body. And when he was with them, God was with them. But he said, "I will not always be with you, but I'm going to ask my Father to send another helper. You will know him as the Spirit of truth. And he will not only be with you like I am with you, but he will be in you." And so when we hear the voice of God and we follow his voice as a lifestyle, then the Holy Spirit, the helper that is not just with us but in us, begins to speak the truth to us from God's word. The Holy Spirit dwells in us and he speaks the truth from the inside out. You are the house the Spirit of God lives in, and the Holy Spirit is the speaker of the house. He speaks from the inside out. Do you hear what I hear? Because the Spirit of God speaks only the truth. And if we are His sheep, we hear Him when He speaks, and we move forward in that direction. The Holy Spirit is a teacher. He's a mentor. He guides and He coaches. And early in the year, in 2019, let's commit to making the Holy Spirit the coach of the year in our life. He has some things He's not yet revealed that He wants to share with us. He wants to speak from the inside out because we are sheep of the great shepherd. And when He speaks, we hear and then we follow. Let's commit that that's the kind of year 2019 is going to be. We don't have to repeat 2018. It can be a new year. It begins with fresh revelation every day, a new respect early in the year for the Word of God, the written Word, and then the spoken Word we hear when the teacher that lives on the inside of us speaks. Now, in this day and age of fake news, alternative facts, Photoshop, you can't believe much of what you hear or what you see. If you see a picture of me and you clearly know it's me and I'm strapped to a parachute on the back of my back and I've just jumped out of an airplane, I don't care how clear that picture, it is not real. You can't believe what you see. Not today. You can't believe what you hear. If anybody disagrees with anything, they can call it fake, and that's acceptable. We need somebody in 2019 we can depend on to speak the truth. And it's the Holy Spirit. Do you hear what I hear? The search for truth is as old as man. It's not a new thing. Every generation seeks the truth. 40 plus years ago, Johnny Cash sang a song called "What Is Truth?" And it polarized much of the world. Everybody jumped on board and began asking in a new generation and in a new way, what is truth? Jesus prayed in John chapter 17 to the Father. He said, set them apart by your truth. And then He said to the Father, your word is truth. Jesus also said, you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Now, the enemy of truth is a lying spirit. That's a dangerous territory, a lying spirit. The problem with deception is you do not know when you are deceived. Now, you can be sick and in pain and dealing with pretty much anything else in the world, and you at least are aware, well, I'm dealing with this. But when it comes to deception, you are the most clueless person around because you do not know it when you are deceived until the truth sets you free from it. The enemy of the truth is a lying spirit. We're living in days where there are spin masters twisting the truth, just tweaking the truth. But the Holy Spirit always speaks the perfect truth. Jesus came full of grace and truth. And I'm glad for both. I'm glad grace is married to truth. If they were a single person, we would miss half of the goodness of God. But the truth is the truth, and when it's married to grace and Jesus came full of both grace and truth, then it's a blessing to all of the children of God. Now, I love the Word of God. I've committed afresh again this year that I'm going to show it more respect. It's the best-selling book of all time. Every year, no matter the Aquaman, the Spider-Man, whatever's out, all of the Clancy books, the John Grisham books, you name the author, no matter what they write, it's way down the list on the bestseller list. The Bible, God's Word, the book he wrote, is always the number one bestseller. And personally, for me and for you, make it personal. Let's show a greater respect, a fresh commitment to the written Word of God, knowing that as we read his word, we will hear his voice. That's happened to me. It's happened to you. There have been times I've been hungry for a word and I just didn't know where to start. So I'd begin and I would read and I would read, and I know I'm searching for something. And all of a sudden in my reading the word, I would hear his voice and I knew it. That's the word I needed right there. That is fresh to me. That is an in-season word that fits me where I am today. That speaks direction to my lostness today. And you know what that's like, because the same teacher I have living in me that speaks the truth to me is living in you. And he speaks the truth to you. If you are one of his sheep, you will hear his voice when he speaks. Do you hear what I hear this morning? I remember in high school, maybe it was the beginning of the 10th grade or the 11th grade, I'm not sure. But you know how it is, first day of school, you go and get your books for the year. And one of the books I was given in my high school years, when I first got it and looked through it, it was an algebra book. Now, I'm not, good at that. I thumbed through the book, and I saw these fractions and these equations, and I saw things in it I had never seen before. It was a thick book. And it was filled with things like N over Y times X minus 100 plus Z. And I looked at the book and I thought, oh, I will never pass this class. But do you know what happened? When I showed up in class and the teacher started teaching and explaining to us students how this worked, what it really meant, how to find the answers. It was easier than we thought. We had the book, needed the book, but if it had not been for the teacher who explained what was written in the book, we would have failed. It's the same way this year in 2019 with the Word of God. We've got the book. It is the truth. But we need the Spirit of God who teaches us from the inside out to explain what's written in the book and how we can find the answers to all the questions. As we read his word this year, we will hear his voice. Now, that is the truth, and you know it. But in spite of that, many people spend more time on Facebook than in his book. Facebook is all right. But that is true, you know it. It is the truth. Sometimes. Let's show some respect to the Word of God and to the teacher living inside of us who teaches us the truth that's written in the Word. The Word of God. There's nothing like it. I grew up with some musical friends of mine. One was a young man named Ron David Moore. Now, as teenagers, we played together in a band. It was gospel music because, you know, we would go to hell if it was anything else. So, you know, Daddy and Mama said, if you're going to play music, it's got to be gospel. And so Ron David Moore and myself and Larry, you were around in those days. Now, this is before any of us were discovered. We were just in it for the fun. But Ron David Moore, when he got old enough to leave town and find his place in the world, wound up in Nashville, and although he was raised in the church, went astray and got involved in drinking and drugging, and all the while began writing country music songs that were recorded by some of the biggest country music stars, like Conway Twitty and T.G. Shepherd, and others recorded Ron's country songs. He was a great songwriter in country music, and that worked well for him. But according to his own story and his own testimony, he was hopeless and he was depressed. He had achieved what he thought would bring him satisfaction in life, and he was empty and void had everything money could buy, but had nothing that was priceless that money could not buy. And God revisited him. And Ron David recommitted his life to the Lord and is now one of the most prolific songwriters in contemporary Christian music. He's been here and performed on this very stage a couple of times over the years. One of the songs he wrote speaks about the Bible, the Word of God. Listen to the lyrics of a song Ron David Moore wrote. It goes like this. For nights like tonight, I keep a good book by my bed. When I'm feeling blue, I just read the letters in red. Of all of the words that have ever been written, yours are one of a kind. They touch me in ways that Webster could never define. You sure have a way with words. They speak right to my heart, heal all my hurts. There's comfort and peace with each page I turn. They are so unlike anything I've ever heard. What more can I say? You sure have a way with words. Of all of the books I've read and then tossed aside, there's only one I come back to night after night. I can't put it down. There's something that keeps me hanging on every line. When you wrote this book, you must have been reading my mind. You sure have a way with words. They speak right to my heart, heal all my hurts. There's comfort and peace with each page I turn. They're so unlike anything I've ever heard. What more can I say? You sure have a way with words. That's God's word. As we read his word this year, we will hear his voice. Now, here's what God wants to do for us this year, personally, for each one of us, and corporately together. The Old Testament Isaiah gave a gloomy word. It was limited to the Old Covenant. It was a true prophecy in his day, but he didn't see the full picture, so he couldn't speak to the future unlimited. He only knew the word that God gave him for his day. It was the Old Testament. But in the New Testament, everything was different. We're living under that covenant. In the Old Covenant, the word of the Lord was rarely spoken, and then not at large to everybody, to a few select people. It was a different day. the day we're living in. The Holy Spirit is throughout the earth. He can move into any one of our lives and teach us the truth from the inside out. And so Paul in the New Testament quoted Isaiah, the Old Testament prophet, and then added to the word of the Lord that was given to him for his generation and ours. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2 at verse 9, eyes have not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him. But, this is the new part, God has revealed them to us through his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God. Many believers, many Christians who've had an experience of conversion. They've been redeemed. They're on the way to heaven, but they're satisfied with surface things. They don't even know about the deep things of God. They've never seen it with their eye. They've never heard it with their ear. They've never been able to imagine it, the things which God has prepared for us. But God has revealed. Everybody say revealed. The deep things of God. That's for me this year. That's for you this year. That's for God's people in 2019. A year of God revealing the deep things God has prepared. Just imagine that. God's prepared some deep things. Deep. Not surface, not shallow. He's been serious about it, and he has already prepared them. The only thing necessary to step into it is for them to be revealed. And this is the year when we will hear his voice, and he will reveal deep things. I love this definition. It's from the original language of the Bible. The word reveal means to take off the cover and to disclose what's inside. Just imagine that. God has something already prepared. It's a deep thing. It's heavy. He's been working on it. God himself has prepared it. No man has. But it's covered now. It's not revealed. But we're living in the day, and this can be the year, as we hear the voice of God speak to us, when he takes off the cover of what's been hidden, what's been kept a secret and what's been kept a mystery, what's been held in reserve for us until now. Do you hear what I hear? This is the year for an uncovering, for God taking the lid off of everything he's prepared for us and revealing to us what he's prepared. Now, this is a sad phrase or two, but it's in the scripture and it's for our benefit. Back in 1 Samuel chapter 3, it begins telling the story of Samuel, the baby, who was born to a barren mother. And the mother said, God, if you'll just give me a son, I'll give him right back to you and he'll serve you all the days of his life. And God answered this mother's prayer, and Samuel was born, and she kept her word. The mother brought the baby Samuel, as soon as he was a toddler, to the temple and said to the priest, whose name was Eli, I made a covenant with God. I was barren and couldn't have children. I promised God if he'd give me a son, I'd give him back. And so here is my boy Samuel to serve in the house of the Lord. And in verse 1 of 1 Samuel 3, it says, now the boy Samuel ministered to the Lord before Eli the priest. Listen to this sad phrase. And the word of the Lord was rare in those days. There was no widespread revelation. How sad is that phrase? We do not need to live in 2019 as if it were Samuel's day in the old covenant. Because the word of the Lord is not rare in our day. It is abundant and it's not bound in our day, but it is loose. Do you hear what I hear? God will speak the truth by his Spirit. He will do it for us this year. Rare was the word in Samuel's day, no widespread revelation. Verse 7, now Samuel did not yet know the Lord, nor was the word of the Lord yet revealed to him. Now the word of the Lord was settled from the foundation of the world, but Samuel didn't know the Lord because the word was not revealed to him. We will know the Lord this year to the degree that the word is revealed to us. Do you hear what I hear for this year? Now, this is also entering. It said Samuel ministered to the Lord in verse 1. Then down in verse 7, Samuel did not yet know the Lord. Here we have a person with destiny on him. A gift from God, a miracle from conception on. Samuel, born to a barren woman. And he was in the right place, doing the best he could, ministering to the Lord, and yet did not know the Lord. If we're in that condition, how can we change? We can do it like Samuel did. It says he did not yet know the Lord, because the word of the Lord was not yet revealed. The word is revealed to us in 2019. We will read his word and hear his voice as we read it. Do you hear what I hear? The word of the Lord speaks truth to us today. Now, in Deuteronomy chapter 29 and verse 29, it says, the secret things belong to the Lord, but those things which are revealed belong to us and to our children forever. So the revelation of what God has prepared is what we're pressing into. The revelation, it's already prepared, it's just covered. The revelation comes when God takes the cover off and the secrets and the mysteries of everything he's prepared for us is revealed at that time. This is the year of the revelation of the word of the Lord. The secret things that are going to be revealed this year are so precious, it will be like an heirloom. We will leave it to our children when our day is over, and they will leave it to their children. Those things which are revealed belong to us and to our children forever. Now, Daniel chapter 2 and verse 22 says this, he reveals deep and secret things. He knows what is in the darkness, and light dwells in him. He reveals deep and secret things. This is the year for the revelation of the word of the Lord. Now, when God reveals deep and secret things, he uncovers and we discover. He uncovers and we discover profound and unsearchable truths. It can only come from God. Our ear can't hear it. Our eyes can't see it. Our minds can't imagine it. But God reveals it. And when he does, it belongs to us. No one can take it away. And we pass it on to our children and their children. Jesus said, and this is an interesting statement because you would think anybody wanting to build an eternal, everlasting kingdom that will never go away, but that will last forever and ever, wouldn't say something like this. But Jesus said to the Father in prayer, I'm glad you have hidden these things from the wise and the prudent, and you have revealed them to babies. Like a child, we trust God and believe, and we receive. Like a child. Those who think they're smart, smarter than God. Those that would hear his word and write it off as being, that's ridiculous. That can't be true. Well, it's going to stay covered for them. But the babes, those who were renewed in their innocence and in their purity in search of the truth, like a baby, God has found it to give it to them. Unless we all become like a child, we'll not inherit it. So I'm grateful for babes in Christ. I always want to be one and never want to grow up in some ways. There was this conversation, and I'm about to close, because you get it or you don't, and you get it. Everybody out there, I see it on your face. You got it. One of the early followers of Jesus, his name was Simon. And back in his day, the name a person had spoke to the character of the man. And Simon meant untrustworthy, disloyal, undependable, shifty, unstable. How would you like that name? But he heard the word over a period of time. He heard the word Jesus was speaking, and so he grew. He was unstable, undependable, and shifty. But he grew because he heard the word as Jesus spoke it. And that led to a conversation one day between Jesus and Simon. And Jesus said, "Simon, who do people say I am?" And Simon said, "Well, some say you're John the Baptist again. And some say you're the prophet Elijah come back from the dead. People are saying different things about you. People believe different things about you. I've heard more than one." And then Jesus locked eyes with Simon and said, "Who do you say I am?" And when Jesus asked him that question, you know the answer. For the first time maybe in his life, he got it right. And he looked Jesus in the eye and said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." And the conversation didn't end there. The next thing Jesus said was, "Simon, flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father, which is in heaven, has taken the cover off of this." And that which is a mystery still to a lot of people who don't know truth, now it's revealed to you, because flesh and blood didn't tell you about that, but my Father has taken the cover off of this mystery, and you see clearly who I am. And then Jesus said, "On the rock of revelation, the statement you just made to me, I'm going to build my church, and no power in hell will be ever able to prevail against the church." Who's revealing stuff to you? Flesh and blood can't do it, but my Father, which is in heaven, he's the one who takes the cover off of secrets and mysteries and deep things God has already prepared. This can be the year of uncovering and revelation of everything God has prepared for us. But now, 1 Corinthians 2:14 says, "The natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, nor can he know them because they're spiritually discerned." So it's not the natural man that must do the searching. It's the spirit man inside of me and inside of you, pressing in and refusing to settle for anything less than a mystery and a secret God's already prepared but has been holding it in reserve until we can hear his voice and follow him. And this can be our year. Do you hear what I hear this morning? Heaven is speaking. I'll close with this reference. That same man, Simon, whose name was changed to Peter, He went from his name, meaning unstable, undependable, shifty, no good. God said, I'm changing your name to Petros. Peter, you're as solid as a foundation rock. You're going to be dependable and no longer disloyal and untrusted. And the apostle Peter went on to write a couple of books. And in 1 Peter chapter 1, he talks about what God wants to do in terms of revealing his glory. He says things like, oh, you've suffered with Christ, but you'll also share in his glory. And in that same chapter, chapter 1 of 1 Peter, you can read it when you get home. The apostle Peter said, the Father desires to reveal such glory in us that, and I quote, even the angels desire to look into it. Now, how glorious must that be? And the Father desires to reveal that kind of glory in us that even the angels who are assigned to watch us and protect us and serve us and minister to us are looking at the glory that's being revealed in us this year as we hear God's voice. And the angels are taking a step back saying, I want to check into that. How good can that be that an angel desires to look into what God wants to reveal to us this year? I am excited about 2019. I welcome 2019 with great expectations.